A few years ago, I was living in South Florida and I came to Orlando to visit a friend of mine, Father Gianni. And as we were driving around, we drove by a Christian church who had a sign outside that read, "God allows U-turns." I thought it was bright. God allows U-turns. And the image of a GPS came to mind. You know, when you're driving and the GPS tells you make a right, make a left, and then you don't obey, and the GPS doesn't scold you, simply says, recalculating. Well, that's what Lent is all about. It's about recalculating, is finding again the right path. When I was a child, I really disliked Lent. For some reason, they all wanted to make me feel guilty about something, and I didn't know what it was. And I had to give up something, I didn't know why. I thought it was a sad season. As I grew in my faith, I came to realize that quite the opposite is true. It's a season of true joy. The gospel, the responsorial psalm, beautiful Miserere, says it beautifully when he says, "Give me back the joy of your salvation. I want to be happy again." But in order to realize that goal, I need to realize also that the path I'm on doesn't make me happy. That's the actual definition, the theological definition of sin. The Greek word for sin is hamartia, which literally translates missing the mark. When you sin, you miss the mark. What is the goal? Being happy. And somehow sinfulness has the appearance of happiness. But sin is no fun. Sin doesn't make us happy. It misses the mark. So give me back, O Lord, the joy of your salvation. Let me be truly happy. And how do I achieve that goal? I need to make a U-turn. I need to recalculate my path, my journey. What will motivate me to do that? A scolding hand looking down at me, judging me? Quite the opposite. It's the realization that God, as the first reading says today, God is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, rich in kindness, relenting in punishment. It's when I meet this gracious, merciful, good, loving God, when I feel nostalgia for the home of my father, I want to go back, I want to be happy again. That motivates me to change. Remember last Sunday's, the story of the vocation of Peter. He experienced a great miracle, the miraculous catch of fishes. He realized he was in the presence of a great mystery, of great beauty. And after that he said, "Move away from me, Lord, I am a sinner." He realized his sinfulness because he was in the presence of beauty, of grace, of love. So when we realize that God is gracious and merciful, that he is slow to anger and rich in kindness, then we are invited. Then we feel the desire, the longing for conversion. I remember a story that was shared by Dr. Scott Hahn about a beggar priest. He was told this story by his spiritual director, a priest from the Archdiocese of New York, who once went back to Rome. He was able to make an appointment for an audience with then Pope John Paul II. And as he prepared for that very important meeting, he went to pray at St. Mary Major, Santa Maria Maggiore. I've lived there many, many years, and I know that there are always beggars surrounding the basilica. And as he walked into church, he seemed to recognize this special beggar. He was asking for alms, for money, on the steps of St. Mary Major. He went in to pray, and suddenly he realized, he remembered who that person was. He was one of his colleagues in the seminary. He went out. He asked him, "Aren't you Father such and such?" "Not anymore," he said. "I'm a beggar. give me something. But don't you remember we studied together in the seminary? Anyway, they shared their stories. And at the end, the priest left saying, I pray for you. Well, that will do me a lot of good, he said. On that day, that priest from the Archdiocese of New York saw the Pope, Pope John Paul II. And as he was shaking his hands, kissing his ring, he said, Holy Father, I met a priest today who is begging for alms by St. Mary Major. Please pray for him. After the audience, the Pope sent for him, for that priest, and told him he wanted to meet the beggar priest. So he went back to St. Mary Major, and lucky enough, he found that priest. And he told him, I met the Pope today. He wants to have dinner with us. Are you kidding me? Look at me. I haven't taken a shower in months. I don't have any clothes. The priest said, I'll take you to my hotel room. I'll give you clothes. You can shower. We can prepare. They went to have dinner with the Pope. And after they had dinner, the Pope asked everyone to leave except the beggar priest. After a long while, he came out crying. And they asked him, what happened? And he said, the Pope asked me to hear his confession. And I'm sure that the Pope didn't take that long, they said. Well, then I asked him to hear mine. And now he has asked me to speak with a special bishop, that I may be reinstated as a priest. A story that was shared by Dr. Scott Hahn. A story of conversion. A story that tells us that God allows U-turns, even in the most incredible circumstances. As we begin this Lent, let us crave, long for the joy of your salvation. Pope Francis keeps reminding us that it's the beauty of God that beckons us. It's not our guilt. It's not simply our conscience that urges us to go back. It's really a God who is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, rich in kindness. It's God's mercy. The recent book by the Pope is God's Name is Mercy. I recommend it. It's a very short, beautiful book. God's Name is Mercy. Let's discover again the joy of our salvation. And for that joy, it would be worth doing all kinds of spiritual exercises. Almsgiving. Putting charity at the heart of our life. Prayer. Someone asked Thomas Merton, how can I improve my prayer life? Take the time, he said. And finally, fasting. Calming the desires, the earthly desires, so that other deeper desires may awaken in us. Let us embark on this joyful Lenten journey with this longing to rediscover, to find again the joy of our salvation.